Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I'm going to test this out right quick on the app. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all get nice, all right? All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? See how y'all groove feel.
You can't use my home.
was Harry E. Lyle, and that tune was Erykah Badu, You Better Call Tyrone. This is the first show of the year 2020, and some people are making New Year's resolutions, and I'm just going to say this. 2019 has been a difficult year for me, and with that being said, people who know me and know what I've been going through, I just had my hands full. I lost my mother. I spent a lot of hours working on a book that will be out in the next week or so. I've been going through some changes, but with that being said, you know, I've had an epiphany. I'm not making a resolution about I'm going to lose 2 pounds or that pounds. The resolution that I'm making for this 2020 is that I'm going to stop putting myself out there to make someone else feel good. You know, if it's not working, it's not working. You know, I had to cut my siblings off because they showed their butt at my mother's service and at the repast. And I'm saying to everybody that goes to Mark and Chris, y'all got to end of January. If y'all don't step it up, y'all history. You know, if the people that's supposed to be in my life, y'all don't want to do right, y'all history. Y'all can call it what you want, but I'm not carrying no baggage into 2020. I'm going to start treating people accordingly how they treat me, and it's not going to be I'm going to do everything for you and nothing comes back. I'm tired of doing that. And so that's my resolution. And also I'm going to serve God, you know, as usual. I'm going to put him first. And tonight we got a special guest, Tammy Rod Roberts. And before we bring her on, I want to say hi to my co-hosts, Chris and Mark. How y'all doing?
Hello. Good evening. I'm good.
I'm great. Hello, global worldwide listeners. How are you out there? How are you doing out there?
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Mark. I need to say hello to all my global listeners in 28 countries and all my listeners north to south and east to west. Thank you for tuning in. I've been doing this thing solo since 2013 and working on 7 years now, approaching 2020 here. So without further ado, I want to bring my guest aboard, Tammy Roberts. How you doing, Tammy?
Hey, Ms. Terry, Chris, and Mark. I am super happy to be here. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, praise God. We're glad to have you here, too. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I should have let my co-hosts get their New Year's resolution as well. But ladies first, Tammy, you have any New Year's resolution?
Well, I love your resolution that you chose. I did that several years ago, and it has made tremendous transformation. 2019 was one of the best years of my whole life. I'm 61 years old.
Amen. Amen. You know,
definitely.
The thing is, when you try to be a good person, you know, you keep taking stuff. You keep taking stuff and putting up with stuff, and that's weighing me down. And, you know, it's something I just feel like, you know, I don't have no parents I can run to about none of my issues. And since they're gone, I'm not going to have nobody else holding me down. And, you know, that's how I feel, you know. So I'm going forward with a different mindset, you know, and that God give me a compassionate heart but not a foolish one. And I'm going to ask Mark and Chris if I let them ask you questions, what are their resolutions, since this is the first show of the year 2020. Chris?
Okay. Chris first? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, my resolution is to not take things seriously, and like you, Terry, you know, not, you know, take people out of my life who want to, who don't serve purpose. You know, I agree with that one as well.
Exactly, I'm there with you, darling. And you, Mark?
Well, you know, since we're on the theme tonight about, you know, healing ourselves naturally, I want to start doing stuff to my body instead of, you know, the kind of things I put in my body, that that's not good for me, you know, food-wise.
Well, we got the right lady here right now, because Tammy, she's going to put you up on the game. So.
That's why I'm going to pick her brain.
Mark, I'll let your son go first, because he got with me. He said he's ready for tonight's guest, so. Do what you do, Chris.
Okay. Well, Tammy, my question is, what is your company, your Vitality, what is your product? It's called your Vitality.
Your Vitality Network.
Network, that's it. Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry. What's that
your
about?
Vitality Network, and that is about my work as a functional nutrition counselor. And so one of the aspects that I look at when I'm working with people is their relationships. So the perfect topic came up that it's very critical to evaluate your relationships.
Wow.
And to make a circle of friends of people that are in your corner, and they allow you to be authentic without passing judgment or trying to give you advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's critical. And I found that the more that I circled my friends with people that just let me be me without telling me what to do, the ones that don't do that, they just drift away.
Amen.
Amen.
Or they should go. Yes.
Well, Mark, I know you have a question for him, yes.
Yeah, I always have a question. we're glad to have you, Tammy. And, you know, I'm talking about your new book, and congratulations to your new book, Autumn Vitality Boost. And
your book talks
about some stagnant energy that may be stuck in your body. And I mean, the thinking about where does that stagnant energy come from? How does it manifest in the body? And why are things like cinnamon, nutmeg, and rosemary so helpful to the revitalization process?
Well, the first thing about that is to look at what I found is that my body was holding my feelings and my emotions from old regrets, resentments, worries, you know, grudges, blame. And so one of the very first things that I did when I started changing my mind about how I looked and how I ate and how I treated myself was that I stopped complaining. And as soon as I stopped complaining and stopped gossiping, again, the circle of friends that I had, a lot of them just drifted away. But some of the herbs and spices can help your body let that go, but it's really in your mind, and a lot of that had to do with, I don't know how to say this exactly, but it had to do with I started making these lists of all the things that I was holding on to. You know, like I said, I'm 61 years old, so I had a lot of things in my past that I felt were holding me back. You know, a lot of regrets, resentments, things that I wish I would have done, things that I did do that I wish I wouldn't have. And I started making a list, and I still do this. Whenever I have a complaint or I feel like I'm judging someone or want to criticize someone or give someone unsolicited advice, I don't. I just keep my mouth shut and I write it on my list. And I call this my burn list. And every week, usually on Saturday night or maybe sometime on Sunday, I go in my backyard, I have this bowl, and I just light the list on fire and just say, I'm willing to let this go now. And it's been amazing how it lifts the weight off me. And when I heard Terry talking about the tough year, I just thought, oh my goodness, that would be so helpful, because it's a way of forgiving that has nothing to do with the other person or situation. It frees me, you know, it's given me like a huge amount of freedom, you know, to do, you know, to be in that space of.
It sounds like the 12 steps of Alcoholics. You know, somewhat.
It might be. It could be. I don't know. I'm not really that familiar with that, but it could be. I actually first learned about it at a Unity church I went to, and on New Year's Day they had a burning ceremony where they had this huge 3-wick candle in the front of the church, and they gave you a piece of flash paper to write down everything that you wanted to let go of.
Oh,
And then as soon as you drop it on the candle wick, it just poofs and goes poof, and it's just gone. And I thought, wow, that is amazing how much better I feel.
You know, that's a burning away things that you don't want to deal with anymore. You know, I've seen that ceremony when people go on trips, you know, as part of their last day on their vacation. They have a, I'm going to leave this here, kind of celebration. They have like a bonfire, and they write down things they don't want to take back with them, and they burn it, you know. But I want to ask, I want to say this. I heard Mark mention spices. I think I was watching the movie Malcolm X, and nutmeg, they say it helps people who have a cocaine addiction to kill that drive to want it, you know, because it was showing a prison scene. So I'm not really sure whether that works, but that was in the movie about nutmeg. But I think, you know, there's a lot of things that spices can do that will help your health, you know, like for people who got joint issues, that their tumin or whatever, that yellow stuff, you know, because my doctor said they take it's good for your joints. But my question for you is, I see that you lost a significant amount of weight, and what was the reason? Was it because you had a health scare, or was it something that you wanted to get into your clothes, or you had a man in your life that was wanting you to be smaller? What was it, and how did you do it, and how did you keep it off?
Well, when my man wanted me to be smaller, I actually got fatter. I was so nervous about it, but yes, I did have a health scare. About 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, fatty liver, high blood pressure. I had a really fast heartbeat, and I lived and worked in an environment that was just full of stress. I was just under chronic stress. I had chronic fatigue. And the doctor I went to, she told me that, and she's like, well, you have type 2 diabetes. So innocently, I asked, well, what can I do to get rid of that? And she's like, well, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have this for the rest of your life. And I was just like, what? You know, and I don't know why I was surprised, because my dad had it and several people in my family have it. And she sent me to a school where they teach you how to live your life as a diabetic. And they label you as a diabetic. And after my first session there, I walked out and I was like, thinking to myself, no one is going to label me with anything. I'm not going to go down this path. And I never went back. Yeah, and my doctor fired me because I refused to go back to that school. And so I found another doctor that was okay with me working with it, you know, through a natural means. And so she encouraged me, actually, to go down that path. Well, that was 10 years ago. And so I tried every diet there is on the planet, because I'm thinking, okay, it has something to do with my diet. It has something to do with my diet. And over the last 10 years, I probably lost hundreds of pounds, because anyone who's been on a diet, they know that they feel horrible, they lose weight, and then finally, the willpower gives out, because willpower never lasts, and I ended up gaining back even more weight. And it's just a vicious cycle that people get in. And in the last year is when I realized that it's not about that necessarily. It's not about the food. It's about how you feel. And that you have to make yourself happy, and you have to end the pain and suffering in your life in whatever way that you can. And you have to be happy. You have to feel great.
You're absolutely right.
And that was, those were the steps that I took out.
Mm-hmm. You know, anybody who knows about gaining weight and losing weight and gaining weight, I know one of the problems I used to have when I lose a couple of pounds and not a lot of myself, okay, well, now you can have a chocolate cake, you know, because you deserve it. And as soon as I hit that one piece of chocolate cake, then I get a little comfortable, eat something else. I say, dang, here comes the weight back. You know, I'll be like, ugh, you know, so that's one of my biggest problems. If I lose a few pounds, I think I deserve a treat. I got to tell myself, no treats, just keep focused, you know. But anyway, Chris, go ahead with your question.
Yes, Tammy. I have a grandmother who had type 2 diabetes, and she you know, for years she tried to lose weight. So my question is, how long have you tried to lose weight?
Well, I first started gaining weight when I was about 23. You know, so it's been like, you know, pretty much my whole life, my whole adult life. And this last year, I lost 60 pounds. But
wow.
It was more, yeah, it was, it's been fantastic. But it was, I have a different mindset now. And I had a different mindset when I started, that I just came from a place that I already know what my natural body weight should be. And I started, like I told you, just letting go of all the stuff that I was holding on to and protecting myself from, I guess, or whatever it was. But as I started to let more and more things go, the weight just went too. And I also was very conscious. I am still very conscious about what I eat, when I eat. One of the biggest things I found is that I had to get some peace in my life. I had to get the stress out of my life. I also own a real estate business, which I am backing away from now, and I'm going into the functional nutrition business full time. But I was letting people walk all over me, but texting me all the time and calling me all the time, and I felt like you have to work, or you're not going to make the money, and blah, 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 blah. And I just made very conscious decisions of getting peace in my life. One of the very first things I did about a year ago is get the TV out of my house, because I used to sit on my couch in the evening, and a lot of people say that, but it's given me such peace not to have that chatterbox going now, and I don't have to watch any of that negative news that's coming out. And all the, well, you know, it's propaganda and the things that they're trying to get everybody riled up about. And I just thought, I don't need this in my life. And I would sit there and watch these violent TV shows with murder and all this kind of stuff in them, that, of course, the heroes in that too, but all the cop shows and all that kind of stuff, that I just thought, I'd sit there and I'd eat this junk food thinking that the food is going to make me happy. And, you know, the happiness had to come from within. So I had to find out, where's my center, where's my peace going to come from? And so, like I said before, I stopped complaining, I stopped criticizing people, I stopped giving my judgments and my opinions. And when I cleaned that up, everything changed.
Love it. I love it.
Well,
you know, but kind of what you said, yeah, there are spices that do help you. Like turmeric is a great one for inflammation. And that's one of the things we always look for first with people, is that's usually one of the causes of almost all the immunity disorders and all the things going on with people. We look at their genes, their genetic predisposition, look at inflammation, and we look at their digestive system. If people are holding stress, their digestive system doesn't work properly.
Right.
True. Well, Mark, you got a question before we take a break?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, you asked for volunteers on this video I was watching, that you want, you know, to get a copy of your free book to participate in some kind of study. Tell us more about that. I mean, I might be a nice, good candidate for that, because I have type 2 diabetes.
I think that would be
and I'm, Sorry?
Okay. Well, that was, yeah, that was my promotion in October where I gave people the recipes and they tried them out, and I used those posts in their testimonials and things in my book. I have a new one coming out for spring, and I have several other things coming up that I'm going to definitely need volunteers, because if you have type 2 diabetes, yeah, I would love to talk to you about that.
All of the things that you mentioned that were, you know, plaguing your life, I mean, are, you know, same with me, you know, so.
Oh,
so, yeah,
it's rampant.
Yeah.
Okay, so yep. That we're going to come back in 2 and 2. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Stay with
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. The things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Jesus.
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house.
Oh,
hush.
My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall out. Gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. when my hands don't play the strings the same way. I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same mistake.
Tammy, my question is, you shared lots of good information with us tonight. My question is, what is your overall goal for 2020?
I have several big goals. One is to launch my new business. I'm also, I am launching a new network where I'm going to have lots of videos, and my overall goal is to help people in my community. I'm also helping people online through online platforms. I have a list of goals a mile long. I dream really big.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
And we can get awesome. All of them, just a couple.
And I always recommend dream as big as you can, because when you look back, you know, when I look back 10 years ago at my goals, I'm like, wow, I should have been thinking bigger.
I know that's right. Okay, Mark, I'm throwing it at you, darling.
Yeah, well, yeah, I noticed that in your book, Tammy, you emphasize journaling, and, you know, with your recipes. And how do you journal to, you know, you write about how you feel, or what do you write about?
Yes, I mean, I do have some journal prompts in the book that have to do with how you're feeling. Was there a situation that came up today that you would have wanted to handle differently, or that something that upset you today? And I have people write that down morning and evening. And just to try to bring out their feelings. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to spend 5-10 minutes out in nature, just taking a little walk and just no phone and just you know, connecting with nature, birds, flowers, trees, and it's amazing how that can lift up your spirit and bring your feelings to the surface. Because I for myself, and probably true for a lot of people that are carrying extra weight, they stuff their feelings. And it's a way to get that out and write that down, and then
about feelings,
yeah.
You know, because I was listening to you talking about going back 10 years, things you regret not taking, seizing the moment, you know, and doing different things. But, you know, I've just thought about what you were saying, and you're right, because whether you're in love or you hit the lottery or you got some really great news or something that you wanted, you got it, you know, when you are happy on the inside, it motivates you to walk lighter, you know, and be more outgoing, and, you know, and what you put in your mind, you know, if you put happiness in it and positive stuff in it, it makes you energetic. It makes you feel good about yourself, you know, and you go, go, go. But when you moping and depressed and don't do nothing, you make yourself get sick. You can have stress, strokes, because I had a friend of mine who had a stroke because his pressure was so high, even while he was sleeping, he had a stroke because stress on you. So one good thing you said, you know, we got to learn how to live happy. I don't care who it is, you know. Find that person or that situation that makes you happy, because it'll help you keep your weight down. It helps you not have headaches, you know, and it just does wonders for you, you know. And my question is to you is, when you had gained all that weight, did the doctor try to tell you to have a gastric bypass surgery? Because it seems like doctors these days, they want to find a way to have you keep coming back and forth as a patient, you know. But if you had that surgery, got to keep coming back, you know. So did anybody tell you you can't do it this way, you can't just change what you eat and lose the weight, you need to have surgery to get that weight off?
Well, amen to that they want to keep a revolving door with the drugs and the surgeries and all the testing, yes, all of that. I never had anyone suggest the gastric surgery for me.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, at the diabetic school, gave me the American Standard Diet, and it was full of foods that are actually inflammatory. There's certain foods that are all over the American diet that create inflammation. And when I took those foods out, like you said, I started to feel great. And now when I go in the supermarket, I know my body is telling me which foods that I should be eating. And it's the stuff that's thrown in the sunshine, stuff that's alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fruits and vegetables and the foods that are alive, and they have life in them. And when I eat them, I can feel that life. And it's incredible, because I stuffed my feelings for years. I couldn't feel anything. Everything was dead to me.
Oh, wow. Good point. Okay, well, Mark, I mean, did you have the last question? Did Chris have it?
Oh, I do.
Who had the last question?
Yeah.
You did, or
I did.
Chris did? Okay,
oh,
well, Chris is on you, darling.
I did. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tammy, my next question is, since you said that about fruits and vegetables, what out of the fruits and vegetables that you eat that gives you life, that I also like and recommend, what is your favorite that you eat, that what gives you the most life?
The ones that I use, I kind of go in the seasons. Like, I just during the winter, I really like to eat pears. They're sweet, and you can mix them with cinnamon and a lot of different things. There's a lot of different ways to have those, and they're just delicious. Also, this time of year, all the citrus fruit is out. I make a lot of different kinds of smoothies. I also make my own plant-based milk. And I, you know, just kind of try to go flow with the seasons. I started to actually grow some of the stuff myself because that's another way for me to connect with nature. I'm growing the food and the plants. It seems like they can feel the love and give it back to me. I don't know if I'm answering your questions at all, you guys, but hey, I'm having fun.
Well, you've been the to give you love, but you know, and you give it back to you. Okay, so you better be careful saying that because you know they might be loving you too much, eating all them greens and vegetables, because you'll be finding yourself sitting on that toilet all night long.
Oh well, yeah. You have to eat other things besides that.
Well, you know, Tammy, that box of hamburger help is not going to give you love. That processed shit is not going to give you love, right?
You got that right. You got that right. It ain't loving you back. That stuff is dead. That is dead stuff. Even when I, you know, even when I eat animal products, I try to find places that, you know, they love their animals. You know, back in the Bible times, people loved their animals, took care of their animals. They were part of the family.
Yeah.
Well, real quick,
you know.
Well, real quick, Tammy, what vegetables or fruits speed up the metabolism? Everybody is not lucky to have accelerated metabolism where, you know, you eat and it goes right off of you. Like my stepdaughter, man, you know, she can eat all day long and she won't gain no weight, bless her heart. But what foods can speed up the metabolism? Yeah.
Well, everyone's different on that, so I just have to go on the old it depends, but fruits and vegetables are usually things that are missing from people's lives. A lot of people are nutrient deficient, and so it depends on which ones they're deficient in, because I know a lot of people will crave carbs, and there could be a deficiency with their vitamin B1. A lot of people crave foods that are sweet and salty, and that's sometimes an indication of a zinc deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started going to the bottom of it and going to the roots of it and just started looking at, okay, which I start tracking like what I ate and how I was feeling at that time, and it just, you kind of go through this process of elimination sort of where you figure out, okay, so if I eat a lot of foods that have zinc in them right now, it turns out that I'm not craving the salty fried foods or the sweet foods. And that's how I work with people to customize what's right.
So we need you real quick, Tammy, to let people know how they can get a hold of you, because with 1 minute and seconds down, and we're running out of time. So let people know how to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, my website is yourvitalitynetwork.com, and people can sign up for my newsletter, also a free 15-minute consultation with me, and read about how I work. Should I give a phone number or no?
Well, you know, anytime you've been on the show, you can always come back, because this is home for you, to come back if you got some new things that's going down the pipe. Like you said, you're getting ready to stop being a realtor and you're going to devote more time to the nutrition aspect of it. So when you're ready to jump out there and make it happen, call me up and we'll get you back on the show. And everybody out there, you know, this new year just started. Don't be drinking or doing drugs out there driving, because I have family who might be out there, and keep the roadway safe. Police are still waiting in the cut, waiting to catch y'all speeding. So be mindful of that. Tammy, I want to thank you for being here tonight with me and Chris. And
thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Friend you so we can get together. Okay?
That'd be great. Yes, thank you. I really had fun.
All right, love. that Chris and Mark already befriended you on Facebook, so keep in touch with them. They're good guys. And I'll talk to you later. And everybody, that's a wrap. Come back next week for Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle.
Hi, John Boy.